All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. My name is Don Jennings, and we are in the second hour of our show, and we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And my guest here tonight is Sleep Like Trees. Thanks so much, you guys, for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Sleep Like Trees is a duo. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves for the listening audience?
Sure. I'm Mike Fay. I play drums in Sleep Like Trees.
And I'm Ben Colhep, and I play guitars.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure having you guys down here. Now, I was turned on to you guys by going to, I believe it was Arthur Vince going away party over at Club Congress. Yeah. And you guys were one of the opening artists there that evening, and really enjoyed your stuff. And
haven't had
a chance to see you guys live since then, but I hope I have the opportunity soon. And since then, you guys have dropped off a demo, which I have to say is one of the coolest packaging I've seen in a while. Corduroy, handmade little dealio.
My girlfriend actually made that.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys do that for all of the stuff that you're...
For that EP, yeah.
She's pretty much been doing like all of our artwork.
Mm-hmm.
I can put a little plug in for her.
Absolutely.
It's myspace.com/freeapples.
Okay.
And it's just like a clothing and art company she has.
Okay.
She's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was very creative, I must say, the corduroy packaging for the CD. Now, is that something that you make available, you sell at your shows or anything like that, or are you guys still just...
Yeah, when we play shows, I mean, it's stuff that we make most of our stuff ourselves, you know, in all honesty. Like, UU makes our shirts, and we haven't been able to get that stuff together yet, and when we play shows, we just try to have as much of our stuff with us as possible. But, I mean, you know, it fluctuates depending on, you know, how busy we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I was more curious about whether that is an official release. Is it something that's just sort of a demo?
No,
or what's your plans recording-wise, I guess?
It's something that we've done completely, like, on our own. Actually, Arthur Vint is the one who recorded that EP for us. But I guess the first weekend in November, we're going to start recording with a friend of ours, Nathan, from The Swim.
Another
Tucson band. He's going to...
Really, really good.
He's going to record us because we don't have any gear.
Yeah. Spending all our money on pedals.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. I'm looking forward to hearing the results of that collaboration then.
Yeah, we like doing just independent recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we record at our house. We've recorded actually, but different projects, like lots of albums there.
Yeah.
It's just got a good sound. It's a nice homey place.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of touched on something that I wanted to ask you about as well when you say many projects.
Mm.
I know, Mike, you were in here previously with one of the different incarnations of Bark, Bark, Bark.
Yeah.
But I was curious to know what other projects you guys have, either together or individually.
We pretty much Sleep Like Trees is the only project that we're in primarily right now. I mean, I play solo stuff occasionally around town.
Mm-hmm.
We had Kites going for a while.
Yeah,
a three
that
piece
was true.
With Ryan Shavira, who has actually just joined back up with us as of last night. So
yeah,
so
we'll
like
be a three-piece now.
A three-piece.
All right. Yeah.
Again.
But, I don't know. It's really not much going on right now for the two of us other than Sleep Like Trees.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Mike have personally been in, like, I don't know, six or seven bands together over the last...
10 years.
10 years, yeah, probably. Yeah, he's my second drummer, like, ever. Like, Lucas Gillen was my first one, and then Mike Fay. So it was kind of like just one of those things that works out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the that long history, I guess, shows in the music. You guys have a good chemistry together. The stuff that you're doing here is great.
And, yeah.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hearing more of it. So if you're willing, would like to get to some stuff here in Studio 2A?
Absolutely. Sure. That'd be perfect.
All right. Sleep Like Trees right here on Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI. All right, once again, you're listening to Sleep Like Trees, recorded here in Studio 2A on Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
The music sounds great. And I wanted to ask you about any opportunities that folks might have to check you out in the coming weeks, live shows, anything going on?
We don't have anything in Tucson this month. We've been pretty busy. We played at Congress a little while ago. And we've got that the book thing at the Loft. And so we're not going to be playing too much this month. We're playing up in Prescott on the 26th, but we don't really have any local shows coming up. I mean, okay. We're planning on it. I mean, yeah. Within the next, by the end of the year, hopefully we'll have a local show or two. Mm-hmm. You can check the MySpace for that. But okay. I think primarily we're going to focus on recording. And then we'll hit up the clubs again probably sure. by late November, early December.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the MySpace page. I'll put that information out there for the listeners. It's myspace.com/sleeplike trees. Adam is a friend, and keep track of what they got going on. You also referred to the Loft performance. That's Saturday, October 27th. You want to tell folks what that's about?
It's kind of like one of the more interesting things that I've gotten to do. My friend Matthew Diggins actually just got his children's book published, and we're going to be doing a thing at the Loft where he's going to read the book, and I'm going to play a live accompaniment to it with music. Just chill, you know, accompaniment. We're going to put the images, because he illustrated the whole book himself also. So, like, all the images will be up on the screen, and it'll be, like, a really cool kind of multimedia kind of experience. Like, I've actually never heard of anything like that happening in Tucson before, so I'm really excited about it. Maybe a little bit nervous. Unfortunately, Mike won't be there to work on it with me, but I'll miss him. I hate doing stuff without Mike. It just seems like half the band's out there. So
right. I just don't like you.
Yeah, I know.
So in that case, do you provide some electronic drums or beats or loops or anything like that? Or
actually, it's pretty much just going to be all loops mm-hmm. and all guitar. Matthew just approached me and was like, "Hey, I want accompaniment to this." And, you know, the first couple of days were a little arduous, but, you know, once I found something he liked, it went pretty smoothly. So,
yeah,
it'll be pretty much no drums. It's kind of a creepy children's book. So some of the music's a little eerie. It's kind of like, you know, tongue in cheek, kind of like,
Right.
So, but it'll be really cool.
So did he work with you pretty much on the entire, I guess, soundtrack, if you will, to this?
Yeah. Me and Matt just worked hand in hand on it. Just sat down on my floor in my living room.
Interesting.
The whole thing.
Okay. And that's Saturday, October 27th at the Loft. Did you say that was a morning?
Yeah, it's actually going to be at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Bring your kids.
All right.
It'll be fun.
So nothing locally planned in the near future aside from that Loft event, but I was noticing on your MySpace page that you guys came off of a summer tour up and down the West Coast.
We were going to, and then financially. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I have a very unreliable vehicle.
We don't really have any connections with people up the West Coast.
Yeah.
We just kind of had this pipe dream to tour all the way up to Seattle and back, and we... Okay. Realize that we financially couldn't make it to San Diego.
It's really hard to like set up a whole tour like that with like the little amount of people that we know. So if you're listening to this in California or Oregon, just drop us a line.
I imagine that must be pretty difficult to do that networking, but you know, it's the age of MySpace as well. So
that's true. It's been pivotal, actually. Like, it's really weird. I don't have one, or I was kind of very, very against them socially, but as far as networking is concerned, being in a band, it's a tremendous tool. It's really, really creepy. I don't even know if they intended it to work that way initially, but it works really well.
So then once you have the album finished, you mentioned in November that you'd start recording a new album, obviously playing some local gigs, but you got to make another attempt to get out and do some touring either regionally or...
Definitely.
Yeah, I think we'd probably start on the West Coast just because we have a couple friends there and it's closer, but... Mm-hmm. I think right now we're pretty much primarily focused on recording and just making a little bit more of a name for ourselves in this town.
Sure. Yeah.
So
there's really not that many, like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, there's that many bands in Tucson who are like two pieces, you mm-hmm. know? So it's like, we have a really good opportunity to like, kind of like make a good stand for ourselves here before we move out into the rest of the world.
Right.
So,
well, you guys have a really big sound, as you mentioned, you know, and we talked about earlier. You're just a two piece, and you have a big sound for the two pieces, and a lot of that I probably would credit to the myriad of pedals. I wish this was some multimedia radio show because you have at least a dozen pedals here.
Yeah, I think there's 18.
That's crazy. And so obviously that accounts for much of the sound. And when I first heard your music, one of the bands that I kind of compared you to in my mind, and I noticed on your MySpace page that they're one of your either influences or interests is L1011, which is also a
two. Yeah. Oh my God. Christian and Tim are like, oh, those guys are so cool. They're the coolest guys in the world.
We saw them at the Red Room at the Grill. And they just blew our minds and talked to us for like an hour after the show and just awesome, awesome guys.
Yeah, we try to go see them whenever they play here. They're just like, they were one of the first bands that I'd ever seen pull off a two-piece with loops.
Uh-huh.
Like it was one of the first experiences and I was like, I saw it and I just instantly, my brain like just expanded inside my head. It was insane. They just blew me away. We were sitting there with like our eyes dropped and Ryan Shavira, our new guitarist, who's going to join with us soon. He just calls us up from the Grill and he's like, dudes, get down here now. I was like, all right. Or maybe it was Mike. I think you called
us. Yeah, it was me.
He called me and Ryan. Yeah. I was just like, all right, cool. We showed up and
I think they're
doing really well for themselves. Mm-hmm. They just released a new album, I think.
Yeah. They seem to make it through Tucson at least 3-4 times a year, which is really good to see.
And,
you know, you guys are kind of following in the same path as them musically, as well as Explosions in the Sky. Obviously they have the full band to pull it all off and you know, other instrumental post rock bands, Mogwai, Mono, that kind of thing. And locally even some younger bands like West and North
I love Matt from North. He's such a cool guy. He has an ambient guitar side project too. I don't know if he wants me to say that, but it's called Peripherals.
All right.
You should check it out. It's very good.
I will make a point
Yeah, those are all like really, really good guys. Like, mm-hmm. The Tucson scene's really just, especially in the last, because I've been making music here for about a decade now, and like mm-hmm. in the last like 3 years it's really started to get like very communal. It's like everybody just really loves everybody. It's
sure
pretty cool.
Well, along those lines, are there any other bands that locally that have caught your attention that you wanted to mention?
I love Mr. Free and the Satellite
Mr. Free and Satellite.
Those guys are just, oh my God, they're all such really, really talented, like chill guys. You wouldn't know that from their performances, you know, but like with the bus and everything,
right?
Like, oh God, it's such a cool thing to have that happening in Tucson. You know, mm-hmm. I hope that it continues to happen.
Yeah.
Actually,
I've got them coming on in November. I'm really looking forward to that.
That'll be so fun.
I don't know, man. I think you would know it from their performances. They're
chill
really
guys.
Amazing guys.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Just the Swim has been really, really good. There's actually a lot of bands that, like, I work down at Brooklyn Pizza Company, and there's like 5-6 bands that all, like, most of us work there. Like, there's Sleep Like Trees, The Swim, Blankets, Army of Garbage.
Okay.
And it's just like we all try to play shows together. It's really good. Like, just pretty much those kind of people.
Sure.
With Solar Culture closing and 36 Chambers closing, like, it's hard to find shows, so it's good to know that there are at least good people out there to play with.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it kind of a little more streamlined.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's still a couple of all-ages venues, you know, between Dry River and the Living Room, mm-hmm. but it is unfortunate to have some of those opportunities closed off to some younger bands. Any that you wanted to mention, Mike?
Venues?
Local bands.
Oh,
or
local bands.
Yeah.
I can't think of any off the bat.
I like that band Sleep Like Trees.
That band's pretty good.
All right. Fair enough. We'll move on from that. How about some more stuff here in Studio 2A?
Absolutely.
All right.
That'd be fantastic.
You're listening to Sleep Like Trees right here on Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, you're listening to Sleep Like Trees right here on the live segment of Locals Only. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Once again, wanted to get the information out there for the listeners. The MySpace page is myspace.com/sleeplike trees. You can add them as a friend and keep track of what they got going on. Listen to some songs that they have up there. And we talked a little bit in the last segment about some of the national instrumental bands that you guys are sort of reminiscent of or influenced by. Yeah. But, you know, I noticed also on your MySpace page a list of some of the other bands that that you're into. Some that I like as well, like Sunny Day Real Estate and Linus the Bear and Mineral.
Mineral.
and so coming from these two schools of, you know, the instrumental stuff, obviously, and the vocal stuff. Mm-hmm. And yet you guys are doing all instrumental stuff. Any plans at some point to incorporate vocals, or was the idea of your project always this instrumental kind of thing?
I think for the last couple of years, like, naturally, Ben and I have just been instrumental. I mean, there's been
like
no desire to do any vocals. I think that actually both of us doing solo stuff, we've messed around with doing vocals and stuff, but we're just much more... not to say that songwriters aren't musicians, but I just can't write. I can't write a song.
Yeah, I can speak better with my guitar anyway. So,
well, along those lines, how does the composition come together for your music? Is it what's the seed of each song? Is it just a jam that you guys work on to begin with?
I don't know. It varies. Like sometimes Michael just like play a drum beat and be like, "What was that? Wait, do that again." He'll be like, "All right," and then like a song will happen or like.
Yeah, it's all just kind of up in the air. It's never really like a standard formula or anything. Mm-hmm. We just sit down and go. And it definitely comes in waves. There'll be weeks where we're not doing anything, but
the well's dry.
Yeah. Definitely. But we don't want to rush it, so.
Yeah. We try to make it be as like a natural of a process as it can be. Mm-hmm. Like just let it like happen. Sometimes we'll like write like a couple of parts of a song and let it sit for a week. Sometimes we won't even jam for like 2 weeks and come back and be like, just fresh, you know, and just like write something and be like, oh, wow, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like it's pretty organic then. No real set idea in mind. Just go with what happens.
Just play what feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like me and Mike have been playing together so long that